Chapter 28. The Hospital. Dante. Time moves very slowly when you're waiting for news in a hospital. Two policewomen came and asked me lots of questions.
Did you see the people who did this?
I don't know why, but for a moment I paused. And then, quickly, before I could change my mind, I said, Josh Davies, Logan Payne, and Paul Anders. They were drinking beer all night. Logan and Paul held me down, but it was Josh who hurt my brother. He kept punching and kicking Adam in the head. I felt sick talking about it.
So you were all at Bar Bell together?
Asked one of the policewomen.
It wasn't the plan. Adam and I were already there. We shared a table, and then they started to argue with us. They left before we did.
They questioned me for another 20 minutes and wrote down every word that I said before they left. Now I was sitting in hospital. Was my brother going to live or die? All the way to the hospital, the ambulance workers fought to save my brother's life. I was scared that if I looked away even for a moment, I would lose Adam forever. As soon as we arrived at the hospital, they took Adam away for an operation and I called Dad.
Hi, Dante, Dad said brightly. Did you have a good time? Are you on your way home? It's getting late.
Dad, I'm at the hospital. It's Adam. He was attacked in the street. He's badly hurt. I'm on my way, Dad said, and put down the phone. Dad arrived about 40 minutes later, with Emma asleep in his arms.
This is what I've always been afraid of, he said quietly, after I told him everything that had happened. We sat in silence for a long time.
What happened?
Aunt Jackie asked as soon as she arrived. Adam was attacked for being gay, Dad said.
I thought that didn't happen today. This is the 21st century, or at least it's supposed to be.
I couldn't look at Dad or my aunt.
Why did you let this happen? Asked Dad.
I tried to stop it, Dad.
You should have tried harder.
Stop it, Tyler, Aunt Jackie said to Dad. That's not helping.
Keep out of this, Jackie, Dad told her. It's my son who's fighting for his life.
And the son sitting next to you needs a kind word from his dad, replied Aunt Jackie. I got up and went to the men's toilet before Dad or Aunt Jackie could stop me. I washed my hands and my face, then looked in the mirror. My eyes were bright with tears. I felt terrible about all of this. I had never stopped Josh when he said horrible things about people from other countries and religions. He hated everybody. Who knows what he said about me and other black people behind my back? Adam had called Josh a coward, but I was one too. I turned away from the mirror, unable to look at myself a moment longer. When I got back, Aunt Jackie and Dad were arguing about me, and what I heard explained so much, too much.
So you only married Mum because she was pregnant? With me? I said to Dad. That's why nothing I ever did was good enough. You think that I ruined your life.
Dad gave Emma to Aunt Jackie and walked over to me. Dante, it's true that your mum and I probably only got married because of you at that time. I was only 20 and at university. But she was pregnant, and I really cared about you and your mum. I still do.
But Adam was born with love. I wasn't.
Listen to me, Dante. If I've ever made you feel like I didn't love you, then I'm sorry. Because that's not true. It's never, never been true. And if I pushed you too hard, it's because I didn't want you to make my mistakes. And I was your biggest mistake. I tried to turn away, but Dad wouldn't let me. Sometimes, the things you think that you don't want are really the things that you need most in the world, he said. You have Emma, so you know what I mean. You, Adam, and your mum are the only things in my life that I've ever cared about. When your mum got pregnant, I was going to finish university and maybe work as a film editor. That didn't happen. But if I could go back and live my life again, I wouldn't change a thing. He looked at me. Do you believe me, Dante? It's really important that you believe me.
Mr. Bridgman?
The doctor appeared, saving me from having to reply. Is Adam okay? Asked Dad. He has many serious injuries, but he's alive. His jaw and his nose were broken, but we've saved his right eye. It'll take a long time for his face to get better, and he'll have some permanent scars. Come with me. Oh my God, said Dad. Next to me, Aunt Jackie started to cry. I could only stare. I didn't recognize Adam's face. There was a bandage around his head and jaw, and his face was swollen and out of shape. My beautiful brother Adam. Just wait until I found Josh.